Wednesday with Rick Limpert, Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Anything that we're talking about with Rick, you can find on his website at ricklimpert.info, and you can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Okay, I got that straight. All right, the next must-have app, even though it's not an app, it's a link on the web, and it's certainly something that you should have involving Atlanta-Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Yeah, and you can keep these websites pinned on your phone like an app. So .com is the official app for Hartsfield-Jackson International. Real-time flight info, security, wait times, which for me is a big thing to know, and I'll be heading down to the airport again next week. So on a Monday morning, those security wait lines can be a little ridiculous. You got to get there early. And this app for the airport, they keep it updated really well, and it is very accurate. So Atlanta-Airport.com.
Also, if you don't want to drive yourself to the airport and you want to take a cab, how about the Atlanta Checker Cab app?
Yeah, the Atlanta Checker Cab app is fantastic. And if you read in the paper, you read, and I know about these ride-sharing apps, Uber and Lyft, but Atlanta Checker Cab is kind of unique because they've been in the city for over 70 years. These drivers have been with them for a long time. They're vetted. They are, it's a safe company, and they actually know their way around Atlanta. They know the shortcuts. They know how to get you places. And I've tried these apps. I've tried Atlanta Checker Cab, and the service is phenomenal, and these drivers are smart. And when you need a cab in Atlanta, I recommend the cab companies, especially Atlanta Checker Cab, and their app is excellent.
You know, it's difficult for me, Rick. I'm a New Yorker. I'm used to walking out on the street and raising my arm and waiting for a cab to come, and this is a totally different animal.
Well, it is. Atlanta's a city where you really have to have a car almost, or you have to get around by car. So it's a necessary evil. You need that cab. But the great thing about this app is when you call for a cab through the app, there will be a little wait time and a little diagram showing you where the cab is, how far it is from you. So it kind of takes a lot of the guesswork out of getting a cab.
All right, finally, Rick, probably the most important app that you can have on your phone is?
Well, the radio.com app, because that when I'm on the road, Mitch, you know I'm on the road a fair amount, I can listen to you on the 92.9 The Game on the radio.com app. That's very important to me as I'm trying to fall asleep at night.
App of the week.
Always appreciate the love, Rick. What do you got for the app of the week?
I had to slide that in there, Mitch. Yeah, app of the week. This is kind of a new app. I actually went to the launch for it here in Atlanta. TaskRabbit is the app. And this is an online temp agency. We all know about temp agencies where you go in and register and give your skills and try to get a job. This app will do it now for you. It matches people that will do work and then also the people that want to hire people to do projects or short-term employment. And it's all done through a TaskRabbit. They check out all the people that are working. They vet them. They have to pass a background check. And it appears to be doing pretty well. There's over 600 people now using this app in Atlanta, growing app around the country. And Atlanta's one of the cities it's in. So it's a TaskRabbit. Pretty cool app.
Yeah, ain't got nothing on recruiting specialist think. That's all I got to say. Hey, Rick Limpert, always appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah, excellent, Mitch. We'll talk to you next week, and I'll be at a remote place, but we'll talk next week. It'll be fun.
All right, look forward to it. And Rick Limpert, everything that we talked about here on our latest edition of Wireless Wednesday, you can check out on Rick's website at ricklimpert.info. Or follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. We'll come back and give you the results of our top four college football poll next.